In any event, I did not find anything even remotely worrisome in Jake's room, just the usual teenage junk, dirty laundry, sneakers molded to the shape of his enormous feet, school books, video gamer mags, charging cables for his various electronics. I don't know what I expected to find, really. The trouble was that I did not know what the DA had yet, what made them so anxious to charge Jacob, and it made me crazy wondering what that missing piece could be. I was still tossing the room when my cell phone rang. It was Lori. I told her to get home right away. She was visiting a friend in Brookline, 20 minutes away, but I did not tell her anything more. She was too emotional. I did not know how she would react, and I did not have time to deal with her. Help Jacob now, fix Lori later. "Where's Jacob?" I asked. She did not know. I hung up on her. I took a last glance around the room. I was tempted to hide Jacob's laptop. God only knew what was on his hard drive. But I worried that stashing the computer would hurt him either way. If the computer went missing, that would be suspicious, given his online presence. On the other hand, if found, it might contain devastating evidence. In the end, I left it. Unwisely, maybe, but there was no time to consider. Jacob knew he had been publicly accused on Facebook. Presumably, he had been wily enough to scrub his hard drive if need be. The doorbell rang. Game over. I was still breathing heavily. At the door, none other than Paul Duffy was there to hand me the search warrant. "Sorry, Andy," he said. I stared. The troopers in their blue windbreakers, the cruisers with their flashers on, my old friend extending the tri-folded warrant toward me. I simply did not know how to react, so I barely reacted at all. I stood there, mute, as he pressed the paper into my hand. "Andy, I have to ask you to wait outside. You know the drill." It took a few seconds to rouse myself, to come back into the moment and accept that this was really happening. But I was determined not to make the amateur's mistake, not to stumble and give them anything. No dumb statements blurted out under pressure in the critical early moments of the case. That is the mistake that puts people in Walpole. "Is Jacob here, Andy?" "No." "Do you know where he is?" "No idea." "Okay, come on, buddy. Step out, please." He put his hand gently on my upper arm to encourage me, but he did not pull me out of the house. He seemed willing to wait till I was ready. He leaned in and said confidentially, "Let's do this the right way." "It's okay, Paul." "I'm sorry." "Just do your job, okay? Don't fuck it up." "Okay. You dot those I's and cross those T's or LeJudas will throw you under the bus. He'll make you look like Barney Fife at the trial, mark my words. He'll do what he has to do. He won't protect you like I would." "Okay, Andy. It's all right. Come on out."